This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Officials in southern Afghanistan say a roadside bomb explosion today killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. Separately, an apparent drone attack in the southeast is said to have killed at least six civilians, one of them a newborn. The Taliban took responsibility for the roadside bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or strongly influenced by the insurgent group. There is a beefed-up police presence in London today in the wake of yesterday's fatal terrorist attack at London Bridge. The assailant was shot dead by police. Usman Khan had served less than half of his 16-year sentence for a terrorism conviction. He was paroled in 2018. AP's Zaria Shackley is in London.
Two people were killed and three wounded in the attack. Neil Basu, London's police counter-terrorism chief, said 28-year-old Usman Khan was attending a program that works to educate prisoners when he launched Friday's attack, just yards from the site of a deadly 2017 van and knife rampage. Basu said the suspect appeared to be wearing a bomb vest, but it turned out to be a hoax explosive device. Police said they were treating the stabbing as a terrorist attack and were not actively looking for other suspects. Health officials said one of the wounded was in critical but stable condition. One was stable and the third had less serious injuries. Zaria Shackley, London.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is questioning British sentencing and parole practices.
This system simply isn't working. It does not make sense for us as a society to be putting terrorist people convicted of terrorist offences, of serious violent offences, out on early release. And we argue that people should serve the term of which they're sentenced.
In the Netherlands, police are searching for a suspect who stabbed three young people in a Friday evening attack in The Hague's central shopping district. The victims, all minors, have since been released from the hospital. From Washington, this is VOA News.